the better country. We now study the 11th chapter of Hebrews. He is taught quite a bit about faith. In fact, he has said, quoting Habakkuk, "The just shall live by faith," as he did to the Romans. Now he explains what faith is. Faith is the substance. That is what stands underneath of things hoped for. It's the proof, or title deeds, of things not seen. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. At the end of the chapter, he refers again to this good report, verse 39. All these, having obtained a good report, didn't receive the actual promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Perfection is the promise. And those who by faith had a good report in the books above will receive the final fulfillment the same time as the readers of Hebrews 11. They obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed, were ordered by the Word of God. And the things which we now see were not made with things which appear or which became. They became. There weren't things out of which they were made. There wasn't previously existing material. By faith, Abel offered and obtained witness. That's verse 2. Elders obtained. Abel obtained the record that he was righteous. God testifying to his gifts by fire, and now he being dead, speaks. By faith, Abel worshipped in the right way. By faith, Enoch walked with God. It was translated that he should not see death. Now, Abel being dead, speaks. Enoch didn't see death, and he speaks. So these two, dead and translated, right at the heading of this picture, indicate the power of faith. The living and the dead. The dead in Christ and the translated, represented by Abel and Enoch. God took him, translated him, and he had this testimony from God that he pleased God. For in fact, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that comes to God must believe that God exists, and that he rewards them who diligently seek him. Too many times today we hear, why does God do this? Why does God allow this? Why does God bring pestilence and war? Remember the end of Job 1. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. God exists. God will ultimately reward those who diligently seek him. Then he continues, by faith, Noah worked. He was a worker. He prepared an ark for the saving of his house, condemned the world, became the heir of righteousness by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed. When he was called, went out not knowing whither he went. He was a pilgrim in a land of promise, in a strange country, in tents, Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the promise. And he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Through faith, Sarah got strength to conceive and to bring forth a child. And because of this, she judged God to be faithful, because he had promised. And from the one who was as good as dead came a posterity as numerous as stars, as uncountable as the sand that is by the seashore. All these died, but did not receive the promise. They've seen, they were persuaded, they embraced, they confessed, but they didn't get the promise. And truly, if they had been mindful to go back, Abraham could easily have returned. But they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly. So just as in the third and fourth chapters of Hebrews, Paul moves from the wandering into the promised land for rest to the Sabbath rest, here he is moving from the analogy of the earthly pilgrimage to the heavenly pilgrimage, from the earthly city to the heavenly city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Now, Abraham had two tests. He mentions the conceiving of the seed, and now he mentions the resurrection of Isaac. He offered up his only begotten, of whom it was said, "In Isaac shall thy seed be called." Accounting, believing, judging, esteeming that God was able to resurrect him. And he actually did receive him as a typical resurrection, parabole, a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob, and he saw concerning things to come. By faith Jacob blessed Joseph, the two sons of Joseph, worshipping on the top of his staff. I like that. For 50 years after Jabbok, Jacob was a cripple, and he walked leaning on the top of his staff. But he didn't gripe, he worshipped. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the Exodus, departing as Exodus, the children of Israel, told them what they should do about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid their child because he was a proper child, same word used by Stephen, because they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That's a technical term for heir apparent. Having chosen, is the form of the word, to suffer affliction with God's people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a little while. Judging that the reproach of Christ was far greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now verse 23 says that Moses' parents were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses was not afraid of the king's commandment, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith, Israel kept the Passover, the sprinkling of the blood. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. By faith, Rahab perished not.
because she preserved the spies in peace. What shall I say more? I wish he had. But he mentioned Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel. Four of them are judges. Two of them are prophets. They join other prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms. It's nice to go back and read in Joshua, Judges, Kings, see the fulfillment of these. Who subdued kingdoms? Who obtained promises? Who stopped lions' mouth? For whom was fire not effective? Who escaped the sword? Who through weakness became strong, fought valiantly? Which were the women that received the dead to life? Others were tortured. This word is used only here in the Bible, and it comes from a root from which we get our timpani, drum. It has the meaning of being beaten on the soles of the feet till death. Others were tortured, this is the word, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others, cruel mockings and scourgings and bonds and imprisonment. Stoned, Isaiah was sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword, wandered in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, tormented. Of whom the world, that is the normal run of men, is not worthy. These all, having obtained a good report. Who keeps the report? Where is the report kept? How is the report kept? We've got to get that from other parts of the Bible. They obtained a good report. One day, by God's retrieval of information system, everything that they have done and said and thought that made this report possible will be proclaimed on the housetop. Through faith, they receive not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us the readers, who live today, that they without us should not be made perfect. So they are not perfect yet. They will be made perfect, perfectly perfect. At the same time, those who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will be made perfectly perfect. Therefore, now this is very emphatic, therefore, seeing that we, as they were, are also compassed about with a great cloud of martyrs, let us lay aside every weight, anything that slows us up, any manner of thought, any activity, any hobby, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us. The one word that he uses here literally means in good standing. What is the sin in our age which is in good standing? And run with patience the race that is set before us, keeping our eyes upon Jesus, the beginner and the ender of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now at the right hand of the throne on high. With these witnesses, with this judge at the end encouraging our progress, with the pathway marked out, let us run with patience.